Costa on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Yes, the holiday doc, Joe Supple, is here. And Sri Lanka, I know that you arrived in Tunisia just a couple of hours after the event, the atrocity there, Joe. And I know that you were in Turkey as well during times of trouble. But Sri Lanka, it was growing as a holiday destination. And do you think the what happened on Sunday is going to be very detrimental?
I think so, Declan. I was actually due to go to Sri Lanka myself actually in January. I have friends who travel there an awful lot, and it's one of the most beautiful countries, and it was a huge resort for people to go to, especially with the Irish tourists as well. But, I mean, it's difficult times ahead. I mean, this is just catastrophic, I think, for the tourism there. And of course, it's going to put people off planning who would be thinking about going there. But I suppose the matter of importance at the moment is for people who actually have booked to go there and are thinking about their options, should they go or should they not. Because unfortunately, and as you mentioned there about Tunisia, of course, you know, the travel advisory by the department at the time with Tunisia, they put a block up after that. In other words, with the UK and with the with Ireland, means that you don't have any, your travel insurance won't kick in until they actually put it up as a no travel area. But unfortunately, at the moment, Irish tourists who cancel upcoming holidays to Sri Lanka in the wake of Easter's weekend terrorist attacks may not be able to claim anything under their travel insurance policies unless the advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs changes significantly. And at the moment, that has not changed, which is a bit unfortunate. So if you are nervous, whether it's your kids going over there or you're thinking about traveling there yourself, and you decide not to go ahead with it, your travel insurance will not cover your trip. So that's,
it's a beautiful part of the country. I was there once because some very generous people in Arklow, and it was led by Brian Brennan, who used to own the Arklow Bay Hotel. Okay. And after the tsunami, he arranged and he got a group together to actually fund an orphanage, because you might remember during the tsunami, families were wiped out, but maybe the kids were left after that huge wave came in all along Sri Lanka from the tsunami. And there were lots of children there who were orphaned. And through funds raised in Arklow, they built an orphanage just outside Galway, where they played cricket, and a lovely part of the world. And they were just lovely people. I went over with this programme to report on it when it was all getting underway. And I just found the people so nice. And it's just a tragedy to see, you know, within almost 10 years, another tragedy befells them.
I know, and I think this will most certainly have long-lasting consequences for the country. You know, it's interesting, I was just looking up a couple of things there, just in relation to Sri Lanka, and you know, Lonely Planet named Sri Lanka as the number one country in the world to visit in 2019 due to the better transport links, a rise in the number of hotels, and of course the wildlife experiences. It was one of those places that people were sort of saying, you know, definitely is one place on people's bucket list. And a lot of friends I know, as I said, who go there a lot, just say it's one of the most incredible countries to visit. So anyway, if you are travelling or due to travel, you would just basically, I suppose, keep an eye on the department's website just to see. But as I said, at this point, they're basically saying, we advise you to exercise a high degree of caution. The advisory begins, please follow the instructions and advice of local authorities and stay indoors where possible, which is not obviously ideal when you're going to a place like Sri Lanka. You want to get out and enjoy it. So, yeah, it's terrible news. And, of course, the huge amount of loss of lives is terrible, you know, and the injuries that happened there in Sri Lanka. So,
And just coming out of a civil war as well.
I know.
All right, other matters, and that is preparation for holidays. You're really big into this. Get it right when you're actually going to the airport. So alleviate the stress and make sure that you start your holiday when you leave home, basically.
Well, this is it, Declan. You know, you've saved your money, you've put your time away, maybe you're going away with your kids, it's maybe your one summer holiday, you're going away for a week or 2 weeks, and it's expensive, you know, you've suddenly booked all your holidays, you're thinking, okay, we've been either spending money, whatever, but all the extras can actually cost a huge amount of money as well, you know, whether it's you're going to get a taxi to the airport, if you're travelling from here, you also need to think about car parking as well, and there's loads of different options, and you know, the best thing to do is maybe book it online before you go, so you know exactly what you're spending. Again, when you get to the other side, are you going to book a transfer, are you going to hire a car? All these things you need to take into consideration. Just a couple little tips for people who are potentially going away this summer. One website which I looked up before, and it's really reasonable, because sometimes when you look online, the rates can be so expensive per day. And I know in Dublin Airport they have the blue, the red, different car parks, all different prices, and it just depends how far it is from the airport. But literally minutes away from the airport, and I've used a couple of times, is quickpark.ie. It's beside the Carlton Hotel there in the airport, so they run shuttle buses the whole time up there. And I'm just looking up online there, and they have deals there for 7 nights for €46. So basically your car is there, whatever. They also do this valet service. In other words, they take your car and they bring your car back there, whether you're staying there or not. As I said, quickpark.ie. Of course, we all know Air Coach, good service, but there's an alternative as well, which is DublinCoach.ie. That goes from Dundrum. Really good service. And
must go up the M50, does it?
It goes up, you know what, Declan, that's exactly it. It goes up the M50. I've got that. I've gotten the DublinCoach.ie off-peak times, and I've been to the airport in literally 35 minutes, which is just unbelievable. It stops off at the Red Cow Inn and then goes straight to Dublin Airport.
Well, we've got one in here from Air Coach, as you say, from Greystones.
Yeah.
And it goes up on the N11 and goes down Marion Avenue and out into town and up into the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. That's every hour. Mm. And the 133, which doesn't stop in Bray anymore, of course, but it comes up from Wicklow Town, that's its final destination is the airport.
Dublin Airport as well.
But you're saying go over to Dundrum and get up the M50.
It is the best, yeah, and especially if you're going to go peak times or whatever, because I know if my cousin was over there recently and she got the Air Coach and she ended up missing her flight because it took so long to get through traffic. It took nearly, I think it was an hour and 30 minutes to get to the airport, and the Air Coach had been delayed, and of course you're stuck in traffic. Whereas this, literally, you're on the M50, you're there 45 minutes, as I said, off peak times. I got there in 35 minutes, speedy, and it's only €7. Each way, which is really good. €7, €14 return. Also, when you're going to the airport, do look at other things. In other words, make sure you have all your boarding passes on your phone, but it's worth printing it off as well. Things can happen technology-wise. You know, you're there with your phone, just, you know, especially if you've got kids and stuff, you're going to have to go back and more problems with it, so it would be worth printing those things off. Also, bag drop. You do your bag drop now. Have you been on Ryanair flight recently?
Yeah, I've never done it. Oh, I've done a bag drop once.
Yeah.
And it was before all their complicated, I can never keep up with all the rules.
The technology.
But anyway, I dumped a bag in and it was grand, you know?
Yeah, they have a really good service now where basically you go over, you put your bag down, you put in your boarding card, your passport, and they print off the thing, you tag the bag yourself and you hand it to them. But the unfortunate thing is, if you've got a 20 kilo bag, and sometimes if you're 21, they let you away with it in the old days. Now, they won't. The machine says, no way. You have to take
computer
your stuff.
Computer says no.
So make sure that if you're doing it, that you're definitely at the 20 kilos or just slightly under the 20 kilos. Of course, in the airport there as well, if you're traveling and you want to get through and it's really busy time, you don't want to miss your flight, might be worth your while booking the fast track as well. You can do that online. So basically, you're a VIP going through the airport, get you through on the fast track there. It can be very handy as well. And, of course, when you're in the airport as well, things can be really expensive. You're a family, you're going to have something to eat, you're talking about 50, 60, 70 euro. There's loads of shops there you can pick up, like meal deals, you know, your sandwich, your water, maybe a bit of fruit for £4.99, £5 or something like that. Or even bring your own, do the old country girls way and bring your own, pack your own sandwiches, get something from your favourite restaurant and bring that through with you. You're okay with that. Again, with liquids, you have to keep under the 100 mils and you have a small bag there. It's secure to just make sure. It's all about preparation time. When I look, if I'm not going VIP business class, I'm going through the normal channels.
I
look at the queues. If I see a big group of students with backpacks and this, that, and the other, I avoid those queues. Look at the one with the businessmen. They're used to traveling and they'll fly through. So, you know, it's all about the awareness when you're in the airport, you know, and avoid the buggies as well.
All right. What about the lounge? You have to go into the lounge.
Well,
don't you?
Yeah, the DAA lounge is really good. And again, you can book this online. Anybody can use it. It's the VIP lounge there. You're going to get beautiful food. They have hot soups, and of course they have little alcoholic beverages to start you maybe on your trip away, and it's a really good service. You can book that online. I think it's €26, but again, if you're in the lounge for 2 hours, it's nice just to relax and have your this, and of course switch on your Wi-Fi, switch off your thing, you know, so at least you have the Wi-Fi there as well, free Wi-Fi throughout the airport.
Okay, I did forget one particular service, and thank you to the listeners reminding me here.
Yeah.
Don't forget Wexford Bus, servicing South Wicklow, Arklow, Barndarry, Edinburgh Beehive to the airport. Absolutely.
That's a great service.
Yeah, and I forgot about them. I thought they only went into town, and then it sort of dawned on me. He said, oh, God, I think they're going to go to the airport. But this listener has confirmed it. So Wexford Bus, a great service as well.
Great stuff, yeah.
And they go to different parts that the bus air and buses don't go to. So
absolutely, and they pick up areas that as well. And of course, if you're doing a red-eye flight, it might be worth your while, you know, getting the kids up. I've said this before. Maybe look at booking one of the airport hotels. Not actually in the airport. They can be very expensive. But, you know, 5-10 minutes away, and they've coaches that run 24 hours a day that bring you to the airport. So in other words, stay overnight and you get your 7 days parking included at a really good rate. So at least you're literally minutes away from the airport as opposed to carting the kids 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning up to the airport. You're right on there, and again, your parking's included. You come back, you get your shuttle bus back to it. And top tips for summer vacation. And look at the weather out there today, Declan. It's time to book that special little summer break.
Okay, as you will.
Oh, I will.
That is Joe Supple, holiday doctor, and one just text here on this issue. The insurance companies don't have a problem taking our money on renewal when there's an issue and you don't declare that, or another issue arises, they have a cop-out on it. So it's basically, I think the tenure of that is, you know, they don't have a problem taking the money, but the perception of this listener is that they look for something not to pay out or not to...
They do, but you know, Declan, it really is down to the department. And you know, it's interesting, the UK government made clearance on Tunisia actually about, oh God, it's about 12 months ago, I think. So clearance to fly there, in other words, right. People could start coming.
So you have
there.
To watch that. Listen, I got to go because a load of things to squeeze in, but thanks very much indeed.
Have a great
Joe Supple, Holiday Duck.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.